This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello, this is Natalie Pynchon, and I will be reading synopses of articles on oncology and trauma published by JNS Pediatrics on June 6, 2014. Differences in vascular endothelial growth factor receptor expression and correlation with the degree of enhancement in medulloblastoma. A clinical article by Sean Hervey-Jumper and colleagues. Vascular endothelial growth factor, or VEGF, is the major pro-angiogenic factor in many solid tumors. VEGF receptor is expressed in abundance in pediatric medulloblastoma and is associated with tumor metastasis, poor prognosis, and proliferation. Gadolinium enhancement on magnetic resonance imaging has been suggested to have prognostic significance for some tumors. The association of VEGF, VEGF receptor, and gadolinium enhancement in medulloblastoma has never been closely examined. The authors sought to evaluate whether gadolinium-enhancing medulloblastomas have higher levels of VEGF receptor and CD31. They performed a retrospective analysis of patients with enhancing, non-enhancing, and partially enhancing medulloblastoma. Relative to non-enhancing tumors, enhancing medulloblastomas exhibited strong expression of VEGF receptor 1 and 2 and CD31. There was no significant difference in perioperative complications or patient survival between the two groups of tumors. Pediatric skull fractures, the need for surgical intervention, characteristics, complications, and outcomes. A clinical article by Christopher Bonfield and colleagues. Head trauma, many with skull fracture, is common in the pediatric population and is an important cause of morbidity and mortality. In children, there is a greater capacity for healing and remodeling, but their brains and craniofacial skeletons are also still developing, which puts them at risk for unique complications, such as growing skull fractures. This study reviewed data obtained in nearly 900 children who suffered skull fractures and investigated patient demographics, mechanism of injury, associated injuries, fracture bone involvement, surgical intervention, complications, and outcomes. The majority of pediatric skull fractures can be managed conservatively. Of those requiring surgical intervention, surgeries in less than half are performed on the basis of skull fracture repair only. Patients hit in the head with an object or involved in a motor vehicle crash are more likely to need surgical intervention, either to repair the skull fracture or for traumatic brain injury management, respectively. Frontal bone fractures are more likely to necessitate repair, and those patients treated for traumatic brain injury have a greater incidence of 2 or 3 bones involved in the fracture. Complications are noted, but most are related to the underlying trauma. No patients who underwent intervention for repair of the skull fracture only had a worsening of their neurological status. Thank you for listening. The JNS mobile app is now available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.